The Gemara in Daf Chavad Adam Beis is discussing what type of images you're allowed to make and what tzuras are aser because of avodah zarah or other reasons. And the Gemara says you're not allowed to make a demus adam. You can't make the image of a person because the pasuk says lo sasin iti, and we darshan lo sasin isi. Don't make me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying kiviyachol don't make me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find that he appears as the image of a person as a demus adam, and therefore you're not allowed to make the image of a person. Now, what exactly does this mean? What is it you're not allowed to make? Is a big machlokes b'shanim. The Rosh in avodah zarah says that the Isser making a demus Adam is only if you make the full Adam, the full body, the head and the body. But if you just make the head itself, that would not be a problem. But the Smag, it's about time the Taz and Yerdeya and Kufim Aleph, he says that even just making the face itself, even a part of without the goof, without the body, would still be Aser. So that's a big machlokes, what exactly this Isser entails, what does it include? Now the Rosh brings a riot to himself that it's only us if we make the whole body, because the marker of this Isser is when the Pasuk lo sasin oisi, don't make me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying don't make me, and we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miskala to the Nevi'im in the image and the tzur of an Adam, that's the way Hashem appears to the Nevi'im. And the Rosh says, being that the way Hashem appears to the Nevi'im is a full Adam, it's not just the parts of it, but it's the full body, the parts of it and the body, so Mimela would follow that the Isser of Losas and Isi is only if you make the full body and the head, but just making the head itself, just making the face without the body, would be Mutter. And the question is, what does the Smag do with this Kasha? How can the Smag say that the parts of alone is Aser, if the Isser comes from the way Hashem appears to the Nevi'im, which is the whole body, a full body and the head, like the Rosh Tainus? So how does the Smag understand this? And I thought that maybe you can answer this LP, a machlokes rishonim we found in our sugya. What does it mean, Taka? What's the meaning of lasas and oisi? What does it mean that Hashem appears as an Adam? So Rabbeinu Chanan over here, Taka says, what does it mean? It says Hashem appears as a, this is the tzuras Adam, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in the Nevi'im, he appears as the image of a person. But the Ritva over here and the Chinuch understand a little bit differently. The Ritva says, what does it mean, midmus Adam, pirish adek shamar akasav v'mashalav ala Adam etzelem elakim asa oisai. So the advice says it doesn't mean that Hashem actually appears as an Adam. That's not what the Gemara is talking about over here. But we find in Musig that Adam is never Betzalim Elokim, a person that's created in the image of Hashem. And even though that doesn't mean literally that Hashem looks like a person, but there's some dimin between Adam and Hashem, and being that we use that Lashon Salam Elokim, that means that there's some connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam, so when you make a Demus Adam, it can remind a person of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, it's Kavod Shel Maila, you can't even make a Demus Adam. The Chinuch is Marchiv a little bit more, and he says that the Iker Inyan of Tzal Melekim is the Seichel that the Adam has, and therefore, mitzad that, we're similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that, we can't make a Demus Adam, because it could remind us, and we can make us think or have an image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chalila, as a Demus Adam. So it's mavur from the way they're learning that we're not saying that Hashem actually appears as a in the tzur of Adam, but we're referring to that Tzal Melokim, which just reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as in the Demus Adam. And if that would follow that there's no, this is not going to be necessarily the whole body, but even the head itself would be a problem, because that's enough to be considered a Tzal Melokim. Befrat the way the Chinuch learns, we're talking about the Seichel, that's where the Tzal Melokim is, which is more in the head than in the body. So then there's no hechach to say that dafka, the whole body is aser, perhaps even the head would be aser, and that could be the makar of the smag. So the machlekes smag and rush, whether the full body is aser or not, might be telling this machlekes between Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ritva and the Chinuch, what does it mean? Lasas and Isi, are we referring to the way the HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to the Nevi'im, or are we referring to the concept of Tzelem Elokim, which would not necessarily include the body? Just want to end off with a kasha that Achanim ask on the Rosh. The Rosh who says that it's only Aser to have the whole body and the head, but the head alone would be Mutter. In fact, Achanim, even though you hold that the Iker Iser is the whole body and the head should be Mutter, but then in the day, a head should be Aser. If you just do the head itself, it should be Aser midin Chatzi Shir. We hold a Chatzi Shir is Aser midin Atayra. So even if you just do part of the body, not the whole body, it should be Aser midin Chatzi Shir. How could the Rosh say that the head itself by itself would be Mutter? And the Chai can answer this, I'll be a Yisait from the Achrayim, we mentioned in Yuma, the Emek Brach and others, that Chatzi Shir is only Aser when you have the Chatzi of the Iser, but you're just missing in the Shir, you're missing in the amount. But if you don't have the Iser at all, if you're lacking in the Etzem Iser, that's not Chatzi Shir, that's Chatzi Iser, and that is Mutter Lagame. And over here, the Rosh is saying that the Iser, the Torah is a full body, the body and the head. So having less than that, if you only have the head without the body, that's not a lack of a Shir, that's a lack of an Iser. You don't have the Chatzi of the Iser here at all, and that would not go into the Iser of Chatzi Shir, and that's why the parts of itself would be Mutter. That could be a possible Teretz of this Kasha, the Achronim. If anyone has any other Terutzim, I would love to hear.